broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Texans and Chiefs today, Commanders and Lions. Coming up on Sunday, Rams and Eagles and the Ravens and the Bills. How's it going, everybody? Mike Rizzo here with Saturday Tailgate, the divisional round edition. This episode of Saturday Tailgate, we'll preview all of the games coming up this weekend. As I mentioned, two games tonight, rather afternoon, 4:30, Texans and Chiefs, and then tonight, Commanders and Lions, Rams and Eagles, Ravens and Bills. We got Damian Perez in the house as well, hitting the ones and twos, making sure we're going over those airwaves. And also, folks, we're going to be ranking the head coaches. So I was thinking today, which kind of head coach is up next? Like, obviously, Andy Reid is the coach to compare yourself to the coach to go after. He has Super Bowls. He has kind of set the precedent of excellence with the Kansas City Chiefs, similar to how Bill Belichick did all those years ago with New England. So we'll go through the head coaches remaining in the divisional round. We will rank them all. And we'll also talk a little national championship. We got Ohio State and Notre Dame coming up on Monday. So we got a lot of football to talk to and a lot of football to talk about. So I first off, I want to say, too, there are a lot of these games that intrigue me on the gambling side. And we're going to be looking at our friends at Hard Rock Bet, folks, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and physically present in Florida to the wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. And as I said, the Saturday game, Texans and Chiefs. We got the Chiefs at 8.5. Damian, I love the Chiefs here. I love the Chiefs at 8.5. I think truly the Texans are lucky to be here. Stroud hasn't played well all year. If I'm on the gambling side, I'm probably going with the Kansas City Chiefs at 8.5 to cover that giant spread. And right now, both games are over a touchdown. Both Saturday games are over a touchdown. You got Detroit at -9, freaking 9 points in a playoff game. That is the highest of the weekend. I like the favorites here. I like the favorites here. I like Patrick Mahomes to win at home. And I think there's something to be said about the magic that's going on with the Detroit Lions. Nobody wants to play this Lion team. Now, you could probably say the same thing for the Commanders. But if I'm a gambling man, I'd put my money on Kansas City and Detroit. And they're probably sucker bets. The public is probably all over the Chiefs and the Lions. I'm assuming the sharps and the money coming on in on the professional side will probably lean towards 8.5. But this is Patrick Mahomes we're talking about, playing at home in a playoff game. They're rested. Now, maybe there could be some rust. Maybe there could be some rust on the Mahomes front of you haven't played since week 16. If you remember, the whole Kansas City Chiefs team sat against the Denver Broncos in the final week of the NFL season, and they lost 34-0. So there could be something there, but I know the Chiefs. I know Andy Reid, and he's going to flip open that magical playbook of his and find plays that work and find things that work because it's playoff time. And that's simply what the Chiefs do, Damian. They win.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the question to be asked here. I mean, because the Chiefs haven't played since week 17 because week 18, Carson Wentz started for Patrick Mahomes. So that's the question here. Will they have some rust? Will they start off slow? But nonetheless, I agree. I mean, you can't fade the Chiefs in the play. And you can't fade the Chiefs in period. And right, even less in the playoffs. I think they just kick it into another gear. The only question here to be asked is, will they have a slow start? Which they probably will, but I don't think that will help the Texans beat the Chiefs in the long run.
I don't think it's going to extend past the first quarter. Now, maybe it will. This is a Texan team that has a pretty good defense that could take the ball away. They had a lot of they intercepted Justin Herbert, who I think is a pretty darn good quarterback, four times.
He doesn't throw picks
in that wild card round. No, he threw three interceptions all year. He threw more interceptions in one game than he did the entirety of the regular season.
A lot of those interceptions, though, where you can kind of blame the receiver.
Sure.
I think Will Disley had one where it just kind of hit off his hands. Mm-hmm. Ladd McConkley over his head, touched his hands as well. So, but I agree. I mean, the Texans, they love to bring pressure, too. But the Chiefs, I feel like, have one of the best O-lines in the league, and they'll be able to handle that.
Yeah, and that was the question with the Chargers this year were skill players, skill weapons. Wasn't necessarily a problem in the regular season with the numbers Herbert was able to put up. And, you know, let's go for it. It is Jim Harbaugh's offense isn't necessarily a passing offense either. It's a pro-style run offense. I watched it for years at Michigan, watched it for years in San Francisco, and even with Andrew Luck. I understand Luck and Kaepernick were putting up pretty good numbers, but it was always a run-first offense, and I think you saw that on display this year for the Chargers. But getting back on track, I really did think the Texans played well against those Chargers, and I think there's something to be said about C.J. Stroud. Stroud has struggled all year. Stroud has not had the year that I thought he was going to have. I think a lot of it has to do with offensive line, and you mentioned how good the Chiefs' offensive line is. The Texan offensive line, I think, is the reason that they were kind of losing and fumbling games away to teams that were lesser than them, teams that were worse than them. You know, they lost in the Texans lost to the New York Jets, you know, the Jets, the Titans. You know, they lost to the Titans at home. So I want to be careful because, as we know, one of our hosts here, Kate Chumsland, is a big Houston Texan fan.
And yeah, he called the win last week.
He kept receipts on me last week when I thought the Chargers were going to stomp all over the Texans. But I think the theme of this game here is the Texans are lucky to be here. They're lucky to be here with things that have happened. And listen, I think that's an example of how good of a job and how maybe good of a coach DeMeco Ryans is. This is a team that has had problems this year. This is a team that has had a lot of injuries. Stephon Diggs, their number one wide receiver, number one free agent acquisition, gets hurt. Now, Daniel Hunter's been great. Joe Mixon has been great. Another 1,000-yard season for Joe Mixon, who is a running back. A lot of people thought best days were behind him. So you got to put some respect on Houston, but at the same time, I'm gonna play both sides here. They're lucky to be in this game at Arrowhead, and I truly think that it's playoff time, and the Chiefs are going to turn it to a different gear. And I think another question we got to ask ourselves, too. I read something interesting about Travis Kelce and how it's playoff time, and Kelce is going to turn things around. Now, it's hysterical because, you know, Kelce, for tight end standards, had a pretty good year with 830 yards receiving. But it's not the numbers we were used to seeing. And the last 2 years, his numbers have kind of fallen off a bit. Let's start back at 2020. Kelce had 1,400 receiving yards, 1,100 receiving yards, 1,300 receiving yards. That's 2020 to 2022. He went over 1,000 yards, and some of the years he went over 1,300 yards. And then the last 2 years, 984, and this year, 823. So we have seen a decline. We have seen reason to believe that Kelce might be slowing down a bit. But I want to remind everybody, this is the playoffs now. Veteran players kicking in gear in the playoffs. This is a player who has more playoff snaps probably than any other person and player in the divisional round, not named Patrick Mahomes, right? I mean, if you go down the line and you look at the teams that are in the playoffs, the Rams, the Eagles, the Ravens, the Bills, the Lions, the Commanders. I'm shooting from the hip here, and the Texans, obviously, who they're playing today. I would argue that Travis Kelce has more snaps than any player that is left. Now, maybe Matthew Stafford. Now, I say Matthew Stafford, but I forgot he played in Detroit.
Yep. A tough place to play, especially when he played.
We talked a lot about Matthew Stafford yesterday on Russo and Rizzo, Colin Russo and myself, our show that we have. You could listen to Monday through Friday. We'll touch on Stafford later on in the show. But he hadn't played a lot of playoff games before coming into the Rams. So I think there's something to be said about Travis Kelce and his veteran leadership and his kind of chiseled and grizzled experience when it comes to the playoffs. I would hammer, you know, Hard Rock Bet folks, I would hammer that anytime touchdown.
Give you a little pushback on this one, because as you mentioned, Travis Kelce's numbers have been on decline the last two seasons. And this season, you can argue coming in, this was the season that you would have expected Travis Kelce to have a big year. You know, Hollywood Brown, the free agent acquisition.
Sure.
He got hurt in preseason, out for basically the entire regular season. Rashee Rice out early in the season. Pacheco also out early in the season. So you would have expected Travis Kelce to take that big step. And I understand Travis Kelce is probably the best tight end in history, you can say. You can argue he's
one
up there.
One of them, definitely.
One of them, top three, just to avoid an argument.
Yep.
But I think there's could it be a possibility that we are witnessing Travis Kelce's decline? I mean, obviously there's
definitely. But Damien, he has lost his step.
Can we say that he is not the number one option for the Chiefs, or is that still
No. I'm not ready to go there. I think Kelce with Mahomes, there's a connection there.
Right.
They've built a special connection over the years where I think they know, like, they know their each other's tendencies. They
right,
know
they
the
can
routes
play with their eyes
that
closed.
They're going to be running, and I also think there's something to be said about the Chiefs kind of building their identity now on defense. Steve Spagnuolo has done an incredible job with the defense over the last couple of years.
Yep.
Early on when the Chiefs were winning, specifically their first Super Bowl, man. I mean, Mahomes was going superhuman. Travis Kelce had 1,300 passes, receiving yards, 1,100 receiving yards, whatever it might have been one of those years. But they were built on offense. Now, you could kind of say they're built on defense with Nick Bolton, their great linebacker. Obviously, you got Jones up in the middle.
McDuffie's
unreal on the outside. So I really think that the identity has kind of changed a bit. The identity has changed a bit. But if you had to ask me who I trust more to go out and win a football game late in the game, Patrick Mahomes or the field? How about this, Damien? I'll take it a step further. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, that connection, or the field, I would take Mahomes and Kelce.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard
over anybody. Over Lamar and whoever you want to throw there, what skill weapon you want to throw there.
It's very hard to think of a combo that has been as reliable as right. Kelce and Patrick Mahomes have been in the past 2-3 years. And when you get in the red zone, I mean, ultimately, that's who he's looking for.
Yep.
And even though he's 35 years old, maybe he's declined athletically, I feel like he's a smart player, knows how to get open. And that's really all it comes down to in the red zone. Patrick Mahomes is always looking for Kelce. So to your point, I mean, it's tough to think of a combo that's probably better in a situation that you just painted for us than Kelce and Mahomes.
Yeah, and it's like it's playoff time. That's what I want to get through to everybody.
Crunch
too.
Time.
Like this is where the Chiefs excel. And I'm like, we just saw, or at least I just said I'd hammer that Chiefs at 8.5. Or is there any chance that the Texans are in this game, Damien? I don't see an avenue where the Texans are in this thing in Arrowhead.
I think it being at Arrowhead just makes it very hard for Houston Texans to keep up. And also Andy Reid. Andy Reid is a huge factor in this game. I feel like he brushes off an entirely new playbook for the playoffs. And that's going to show. I mean, I agree. It's going to be very tough for Houston to keep up with Kansas City. But if they do, it'll be a low-scoring game. I don't see it being a shootout if they do keep up.
I think Kansas City has to shoot themselves in the foot. I think they're probably going to have to turn the ball over a bit. I think that they're going to have a couple of errors that are self-inflicted in order for the Texans to be in this. And I could possibly see it for a quarter. I could see it for a quarter where Texan fans are locked into the game and very excited. But I think the Chiefs are going to do what they always do. They're going to methodically go up and down the field with Mahomes and Kelce. They're probably going to Kareem Hunt. So, by the way, folks, Hard Rock Bet. I'm looking at the player props here. Show sponsored by Hard Rock Bet, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and physically present in the state of Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888. Admit it. 1-888. Admit it. I'm looking at the anytime touchdown right now in this game. Isaiah Pacheco is plus 125. Kareem Hunt is plus 160. Travis Kelce plus 150. I would probably, the two player props I would be parlaying today would be Kareem Hunt and Travis Kelce.
I agree.
And how about Kareem Hunt, too, who left Kansas City, obviously, when something off the field happened. Went to Cleveland, had some solid years in Cleveland.
What an arc.
Went back home, played for his hometown and his home team in the Cleveland Browns. And then now he's back in Kansas City in the you know, 730 rushing yards this year.
And I don't know.
Plethora of touchdowns.
I don't know if you remember. You obviously do. But his rookie season, when he first came out.
The New England game.
I think he was like, a sixth round pick?
He was. Yeah.
There was really not much expectation going into it. And before that game, before that rookie season, you know, we only saw running back like Le'Veon Bell do the things that he was doing.
Right.
And that's major credit to Andy Reid because he saw the talent that he had and he kind of revolutionized the position in a way that Le'Veon Bell had done it.
I don't think Kareem Hunt has the year he does, like 200 carries, 700 yards, and 7 touchdowns. I don't think he has that anywhere but Kansas City.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I really think that Andy Reid knows how to get the best out of Hunt. And I think they couldn't wait to bring him back on the veteran minimum, the low-level contract that he probably is on. And to your point, Hunt was a low draft pick from Toledo. Okay, he went to, by the way, folks, I'm from Northeast Ohio, from Cleveland. Willoughby South, partner, that's 15 minutes away, 20 minutes away from where I grew up. And I remember watching him in high school. We were the same age. I remember watching him in high school and then seeing him play. I'm like, I would look at my buddies. I go, where's this guy going? They go, Mike, he doesn't have any big offers. He's too small. That's what they told me.
Right. And go, look at him now. Small. I mean, he's one of the bigger running backs
right.
in the league.
Right. They go, he's too small at 5'10", 216. I go, too small? What are you people talking about? But I really do think if you're scrolling on that Hard Rock Bet app, Travis Kelce, just because he's Kelce, at plus 150. Kareem Hunt at plus 160. A parlay that I'm probably going to be doing. The same game parlay I'm going to be doing is going to be a Chiefs same game parlay. Plus 160, plus 150 for Kareem Hunt and Travis Kelce anytime touchdown. And that 8.5. God, that's a giant spread. I'm really banking on Andy Reid and the Chief factor there. Once again, folks, Hard Rock Bet, download that app today. In my opinion, one of the best gambling apps that is available. The only gambling app available here in the state of Florida. But let me tell you. All right. I go home for the holidays. I look around at the other apps and what's out there. I always find myself going, it's not nearly as good as Hard Rock Bet, because it's got all the stuff a seasoned veteran and a grizzled veteran gambler would want in a gambling app and for the new player. And I was kind of on the side of a newer player. Like, obviously, we would sit there, we would talk about the spreads and whatnot. But when I got down here in Florida and really got in tune with my great friends at Hard Rock Bet, I was able to hit that Discover page and look at what other people were gambling on and kind of base what my bets were going to be on what other people were doing. Like, I would use the Discover app as a resource to kind of look and see, all right, maybe I could do this, maybe I could do that. I'm not necessarily high on what other people are betting on, but I kind of like how they twisted and turned that parlay there. So download that Hard Rock Bet app today. It is, in my opinion, premier sports gambling app out there. And their rewards programs are great too. Check out the rewards programs. I read reviews all the time about gambling sites and whatever, reviewing the app. And one of the things they always say is how great the reward system is with Hard Rock Bet. Check it out today. That is Hard Rock Bet. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll preview that other game coming up on Saturday. It's been a long week, D. Coming up tonight, Commanders and the Lions. So we talked a lot about the Texans and the Chiefs there. My same game parlay that me, Damian, and myself have built. It is Kareem Hunt plus 160 anytime touchdown. Travis Kelce plus 150 anytime touchdown. And those Kansas City Chiefs -8.5. If you guys got any ideas on the same game parlay through our friends at Hard Rock Bet, 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776, that number to text on in. And also, if you got a take on any of these games going on this weekend, Texans and Chiefs, Commanders and Lions, Rams and Eagles, Ravens and Bills, call on in, 888-760-3776, that number to call on in. This is Saturday Tailgate, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez, the Divisional Round Playoff Edition in the NFL. We're coming right back on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Texans and Chiefs, Commanders and Lions, your divisional matchups today in the NFL. And then Sunday, the Rams and the Eagles, Ravens and the Bills. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. This is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Damian, we're going to get into that Commander and Lion game here in a second. We'll build the same game parlay with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. But I'll tell you what, partner. We were live yesterday with Russo and Rizzo, you could listen Monday through Friday, Colin Russo and myself, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on ESPN 106.3. We were at the South Florida Fair yesterday. And partner, I ate everything in sight. I don't think I missed a thing. I had popcorn. I had lemonade. I had a funnel cake. I had a corn dog. I had a chicken leg. I had a skewer on a stick.
Wow.
I'm not done. Cotton candy. So like, I've been, open up the curtain a little bit. I've been eating pretty clean. I've been eating really clean for the last like 2-3 weeks since we've been back from Christmas break, from holiday, since we've been back from holiday, because I just opened it up when I was home, obviously, with the folks. But holy cow, man. I woke up this morning and I was in a world of hurt. I have not eaten like that in a long time.
It's safe to say you did the fair right.
It is so hard because, like, here's what happened, all right? We had our good friends at Deportes. Or, you know, Damien, yeah. You work for...
Julian Elias.
Yep, you do both. You do both. You do Deportes and ESPN 106.3. But by the way, love Elias, Julian, if you guys are listening, love you guys. I set up the Deportes boys on the marketing. So Elias set up the broadcasting side. I set up the marketing side. Partner, I was there at 10 a.m. My show didn't start until 4.
You had some time to kill,
I was there. We walked in at 10:30. I didn't leave the fair until 7 o'clock.
And you know, when you walk into the fair, that's the first thing you smell.
Dude.
The fried food.
And
the,
my
funnel cakes.
To open up the curtain even more here, I think I was a werewolf in a past life because my nose, I could pick up on a scent and follow it like a tracker dog. So my nose at the fair is not good. And I, like I said, everything in sight. Nothing stood a chance. I looked at, I looked at Colin. I go, did you eat? When Colin got there for our show, I said, did you eat? He goes, yeah, I had an Italian sausage. I go, that's it? That's it? So yeah, I was in a world of hurt. By the way, the South Florida, fun time. It was a very fun time.
Now let me ask
yesterday.
You, what was your favorite really quick?
Dude, I'm such a sucker for a funnel cake.
Yeah. I got to agree with you, man.
I am such a sucker for a funnel cake. And the best part, they made my funnel cake right in front of me.
Fresh.
Too. Right in front of me.
Did you get it plain or did you add Nutella?
Did I get it plain? The powdered sugar.
Oh, of course. I mean, I feel like that comes with every
the powder,
funnel cake.
Then I did get it plain. If I just had the powdered sugar, then yeah, I guess I did get it plain. But the guy looked at me and goes, let it settle, brother. It's going to be hot.
That's hilarious. I mean, it was fresh. That's probably the best way to have it, honestly.
Let it settle, brother. It's going to be hot.
Probably settled in your stomach, huh?
Dude, the thing didn't stand a chance. And by the way, I did not let it settle. Getting back on track, though, we have the Commanders and the Lions coming up tonight. I want to build a same-game parlay with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. If you missed it earlier, I did Texans and Chiefs, our same-game parlay for the Texans and the Chiefs. I did Kareem Hunt anytime touchdown at +160. I did Travis Kelce at +150. And that Chiefs line, -8.5. Now, on Hard Rock, on our app, it's the Lions -9. It is a giant spread.
Yeah, at 10.
I think I'm going to stay away from the line, and I'll probably focus more on the over-under here. It's 55.5. It's a lot. The Lions like to put up points. And I think I'm going to hit the under here, Damian. I don't think a rookie quarterback's going to be able to score in at Ford Field.
To your point in the under, David Montgomery is expected to be back for this game, so you know the Detroit Lions are going to make it a focus to run the ball more and just punch it down their gut. So I feel like that can benefit the under, and the over being 55 points, it's kind of a long shot. So I agree. I mean, the under could definitely be in play in this game. But, man, what a game do we have in store. We got Jaden Daniels coming off that, I guess, heroic game against it's escaping my mind.
No,
against the Rams.
Yes. And
now he's facing this juggernaut team of the Lions at Ford Field. I mean, I'm super excited for this one.
So Daniels, Buccaneers, obviously with the big win against the Buccaneers, but
the
Rams played great against the Vikings and forced a ton of sacks and forced Sam Darnold probably out of $50 million. We'll touch on that later. But Commanders and Lions, I'm probably going to go with the under. I'm going to go with the under, Damian. And if I had to bet on an anytime touchdown, on an anytime touchdown in this game, I'm looking at Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'm looking at that passing game for the Detroit Lions, which I think is just, I mean, Goff threw for 4,600 passing yards. That is unheard of. 4,600 passing yards. I told Colin yesterday, if they play, let's see here. If they play to the Super Bowl, he's going to throw for 5,000 yards. I could argue even after, if they make it to the conference championship game, after that game, he could probably go for 5,000 yards.
I mean, Jared Goff, I feel like every time he steps on a football field, he's got that chip on his shoulder after what happened with him and Detroit, you know, given that franchise. I'm sorry, not Detroit. After what happened with the Rams, LA Rams, given that franchise, everything he had and just being traded for Stafford. And the year he was traded, they go on and win a Super Bowl. You know, that's got to burn him. Mm-hmm. So I feel like every time he steps out on the field, he's got that chip on his shoulder. And what better team to kind of, you know, push you to that than the Detroit Lions and Dan Campbell?
I got to say, man, do you want to know what the theme? Do you want to know what the theme of today is? I don't think any of these games are going to be close. I think the football fan is going to be asking for more after tonight because I think Kansas City is going to run away with it, and I think Detroit's probably going to run away with it.
I see a lot of people.
I really do, and I know I just said I don't like the nine. I said I probably, in my same game parlay that we're building right now, I'm probably not going to touch the spread, but I really don't think it's going to be close. My heart of hearts, I don't think it's going to be close.
There's a lot of money and a lot of hope on the Commanders. I don't know if people think they will win, but they think they will cover that 9.5 spread. But it's just tough. It's tough to say that they will when we've seen what the Detroit Lions have done to teams. You know, the Detroit Lions on minimum put up, 30 points?
Yeah.
What do they average, 28 around there?
Dude, so, I'm not betting against that team.
Whether
Ford
it's nine
Field.
Points, whether it's two, you just can't do it.
And listen, I know that the only two games they lost, Damian, believe it or not, are at home. The Lions were true road warriors going undefeated on the road. That's why they have home field advantage in the playoffs, because they went undefeated on the road. Now, I got to retract what I said about Amon-Ra St. Brown. Brother, he's getting minus odds. Minus 140, minus 275 for Jahmyr Gibbs, minus 180.
They're expecting them all to score.
Can you believe minus 275, that line Jahmyr for Gibbs? Jahmyr Gibbs? Yeah.
I can believe it.
Unbelievable.
I can believe it. I believe that
what?
Line.
What? All right.
He's a threat on the ground and on the air, too.
I want to be getting odds. I don't want to be taking minus odds on anytime player prop. So let's take the under. In this one, let's take the under, and let's take, who do you like more to score, Sam LaPorta or Jameson Williams? Because they're getting plus odds here.
See, Jameson Williams, he's just a player that can catch a 50-yarder and just take it to the house. You know, he'll have probably 3 or 4 receptions in the game, but LaPorta will have around 7 to 8, and when they get in the red zone, I feel like that's kind of who they look for, kind of Travis Kelce-esque.
Right. And Goff did, 46 touchdowns, 37 touchdowns on the year, too. So, you know, he likes slinging that rock around to multiple.
And he loves that deep ball.
Yep.
He loves that deep ball. And Detroit Lions set it up well.
So, Amon-Ra, 12 touchdowns on the year. Jameson, 7. LaPorta, 7. We're splitting hairs.
Wow.
I
think you got to trust the studs here. You got to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown. I know
minus
the odds.
140? Oh, it's terrible.
I know it's not the best odds, but I just feel like it's the
we'll
guarantee
do,
there.
Let's write this down. We'll do Amon-Ra minus 140, and then we'll go with LaPorta. You agree?
Yep. I love that because LaPorta is just that security blanket. He might be, you know, the third read, but he's going to be open.
So under 55.5, Amon-Ra St. Brown minus 140 to anytime touchdown. Sam LaPorta plus 135. Anytime touchdown. These are all lines from our good friends at Hard Rock Bet, folks. Download that app today. Hard Rock Bet. I don't think it's going to be close. I don't have enough guts to take the Lions -9. If I had a final score prediction, 30-10.
Yeah.
If I had a final score prediction, Lions 30-10, I know a ton of people say, oh, Riz, put your money where your mouth is.
That would be a horrible game. But
it is. Both of these games. I'm preparing the football fan for the worst. It's why we're gambling. We're going to make it fun today with Hard Rock Bet because I think these games are going to be blowouts. Now, I think the games on Sunday are a different story. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Especially that Baltimore Ravens versus Buffalo Bills game.
To recap quickly, with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet, we built same game parlays with both games today. For the Chiefs, we did Kareem Hunt anytime touchdown. We did Travis Kelce anytime touchdown, and we took the Chiefs. These lines.
You know, I got to tell you, I love that one.
I do too.
I love the Chiefs too. One.
By the way, these lines keep on changing. We took the Chiefs at -8.5 because I literally put in the ticket already. I'm seeing it at 9 now, but we have the Chiefs at -8.5, and then we also took Kareem Hunt anytime touchdown, Travis Kelce. Those odds +160 for Kareem Hunt, +150 for Travis Kelce. And then for the Lions and the Commanders, we took the under at 55.5. Hate taking unders, but that's a lot of points. The under screwed Colin and I at the Orange Bowl, if you don't remember.
I do.
The Lions at under 55.5. And then we took anytime touchdown, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sam LaPorta. So if you guys, by the way, like I said, if you guys got any ideas for a same game parlay, you want to talk about the games, who do you think's going to win? 888-760-3776, that number to call on in. I'm really not giving the Texans a chance today. I'm also not giving the Commanders a chance today. I am heavy chalk with the Chiefs and the Lions. And maybe this is me subconsciously wanting to see the Chiefs and the Lions go at it in the Super Bowl. I think that would be a great Super Bowl, not only for the NFL fan, but also for the NFL as a league. You know, I think as a league, having Patrick Mahomes and the him and Andy Reid and the storyline, that's the Lions. Like, I understand the nationally, the Lions probably aren't like the sexiest team, but I think they're a great story. And I think that they're a team that America can back against the evil juggernaut that is the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think the Lions are actually, and in my opinion, they should be the favorites to win the Super Bowl this year. I know the Chiefs, you know,
at 15-2.
They're the team that both teams trust. Everybody trusts the Chiefs, but really, if we really compare the regular seasons, the Chiefs have been a little bit more suspect than in past years. You know, they've won games by, we can say, luck. You know, there was a toe by Isaiah Likely early in the season. There was the doink field goal. So if we're looking at a sure thing, a team that has really proved to be the best team in the NFL, in my opinion, it's the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, and the way they win games too. They're a fun team to watch because they put up points.
And they don't stop. Yeah, they keep that foot on the gas. And
God, can you imagine if they didn't have the injuries they had at the defensive end this year? Can you imagine if they had Aiden Hutchinson healthy and a lot of their studs as well? Yeah. Like Tyrion Arnold
got
hurt.
That's a great point.
Like Arnold got hurt too. Damien, do me a favor. Look up that injury report for the Lions today. I'm interested to see what that looks like. As you do that, partner, let's transition to the Sunday games. So let's transition to the Sunday games. The Rams and the Eagles. The Rams and the Eagles. And we're going to make another same game parlay here. We got this spread as 6. On Hard Rock Bet. The spread for the Eagles and the Rams is the Eagles favored by 6 points. I kind of favor towards the Rams here. I don't like how the Eagles played against Green Bay at home.
I agree.
And actually, as I say that, it just changed to 6.5. Damien, people are, you know, putting their bets in and these lines are changing. I just refreshed the app. It is now 6.5. So that means a lot of people, from it to change to 6 to 6.5, that means a ton of people were hammering the Eagles.
Yep.
I'm on the opposite side. Really? I like the Rams plus 6.5. I don't know if they're going to win the game, but I like the Rams to make this close and maybe a field goal game. Maybe a 3 or a 1 or a game that's going to be around that range.
Really quickly here. Yeah. Tarion Arnold and David Montgomery were full practices all week. So it's safe to assume that they will be playing.
Okay. Yeah, because Arnold got a little dinged up in that finale against the Vikings. And obviously Montgomery has been dealing with injury for the Lions kind of all year. It's kind of his MO, by the way. I covered Montgomery in Chicago his final year when I was in Peoria. And that was what Bear fans couldn't stand, that he couldn't stay healthy. But lo and behold, the Lions have Jahmyr Gibbs, another premier running back. So thank
what
you.
What a luxury.
Yes, yeah, seriously. Thank you for that injury report. Our good friend Damian Perez. By the way, you're listening to Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. It is the divisional round preview. The divisional round preview. We made our same game parlays for the Saturday games, today's games. Now we're moving on to the Sunday games. We're starting with that Ram and Eagle game. I'm going to go plus 6.5 for the Rams, and then I got to look at some player props. Does anyone stick out to you on the Eagle side or the Ram side for an anytime touchdown?
I mean, obviously you have Saquon Barkley. I feel like Saquon
He'll probably have minus odds.
Yeah, his odds are somewhere, if I were to guess, minus 200 plus.
God.
You know, that's a safe touchdown pick. And then you have Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, who Cooper Kupp has not, the ending to his season has been atrocious. And I don't think it's his fault. I just don't think he's getting the targets. But Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, this last game
The Rams and the Vikings.
Against the Vikings. It always escapes my mind that they played the Vikings.
No, you're fine.
But Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp disappointed. You know, I think Nakua's line for that game was 97 yards. Mm-hmm. And he only put up somewhere around 50. So I think against the Eagles, they will have to keep throwing the ball. They're going to have to put up points. So I like Nacua and Cooper Kupp in that game, as well as Saquon Barkley to get a touchdown.
Kupp is plus 220. Puka Nacua is plus 140. By the way, it's another name that I always botch.
Love Nacua.
I always want to say Puka Nacua. It's Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua. He's plus 140. And you were right on the money with Barkley. He's minus 200.
Yeah. Wow.
I can't take that.
I just feel like he's just a lock game.
And how about this? Jalen Hurts in the tush push minus 140.
See, I don't like that.
I don't either. I don't either.
That should be plus money, because for Jalen Hurts, when you take an anytime touchdown for a quarterback, it has to be obviously a run or a catch. It can't be a throwing, because there's a line for that as well. So It's just at minus money. It's just tough to take a line for a quarterback to score a rushing touchdown.
Let's take a receiver. So we're on the Rams plus 6.5. Let's take a
risk. How about A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown's plus 130. Pretty good odds.
With everything that went on, you know, he was reading the book on the sideline. He was obviously not happy, even though he didn't express it. Everybody knows he wasn't happy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they can make it a focal point to get him involved. And against the Rams team, who the Rams put up points, man.
They do.
The Rams will always put up points. They might, their defense, although they had a great game against the Vikings, the Rams' defense was ranked 26th on the year, so they also allow points. I think that could be a game where the over could also be
so,
in play.
This is interesting. A.J. Brown had one catch for 10 yards in the wild card game.
Yeah, I think they're going to get him going.
One catch for 10 yards.
It'll be a focus and, to get him going.
Devontae Smith was the leader in the clubhouse at 55 yards. If you remember, guys, Jalen Hurts had 130 passing yards.
Unbelievable.
So maybe...
But that's been the theme all year.
Dallas Goedert and Dotson, the Jahan Dotson, the former Washington Commander, they had the touchdowns. So let's all right. I'll hear you about A.J. Brown. It's his game. This is the A.J. Brown game. We'll go A.J. Brown plus 130. Puka Nacua plus 140. Let's go Cooper Kupp. Probably not going to hit. But I got a feeling about Cooper Kupp at plus 220.
At those odds, plus 220.
It's really good.
It's worth to take Cooper Kupp touchdown.
So Rams plus 6.5. A.J. Brown anytime touchdown plus 130. Cooper Kupp anytime touchdown plus 220. That is going to be our same game parlay for the first game on Sunday between the Eagles and the Rams. How about this? Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll touch on the final game, the best game of the weekend. Would you agree, in the Ravens and the Bills? The best game of the weekend.
Without a question.
You got two premier quarterbacks in Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen for what a lot of people think, duking it out for the NFL MVP. And a couple of, I was going to say a couple of fan bases, right? I mean, Baltimore, don't even get me started. I can't stand Baltimore. But,
shout out C-Cat.
Yeah, but I think the Bills, there's a story there with the Bills, and I'll tell you about it next when we return right here, Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Divisional round football all weekend for the starving football fan. We got the Texans and the Chiefs coming up today at 4:30. And then the Commanders and the Lions, 8 o'clock start time tonight as the Lions look to keep their... You want to know what I'm going to coin the Lions season? It's the season of dreams for the Lions continues tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox. Welcome back, folks. Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez here at the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. A beautiful morning, too. Sun's out. It was rainy and gleary and gloomy yesterday all day for us. At the South Florida Fair, but we have a beautiful day from the looks of it coming up here in South Florida. So we've made a lot of same game parlays. So we did same game parlays with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet for the Texans and the Chief game, Commander and Lions, Rams and Eagles. We got to touch on the last one, and we'll go back and let you guys know what we took. But we got to build our last one. We're running out of showtime here. We have Ravens and Bills. Ravens and Bills. Now, I want to apologize to my Palm Beach natives, my fellow Palm Beach citizens, because I'm not going to go with Lamar Jackson in this game. I'm going to go with Josh Allen. Your thoughts?
I'm going to go with Lamar. So, I mean, I can't say you're wrong. You know, it's a game where I think the line is, what, 1.5?
It's Baltimore's favored. I don't understand that.
It's a game where we got two... the best quarterbacks that we've seen this season.
Let's call it for what it is. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, probably the second and third best quarterbacks in the league. Now, I probably, and maybe...
You can say they were the best this year.
Hang on. This is my bias showing because I covered Joe Burrow in high school in my final 2 years of college in Athens, Ohio at Ohio University. So, folks, Joe Burrow went to Athens High School, and our student ran TV station, okay, that I was the program director for at the time. We had Joe Burrow in high school. So that's where the bias is coming from for me. But this year, I agree with you. the two best quarterbacks in the league have been these two guys.
Yeah.
And we're getting a juicy matchup coming up on Sunday at 6:30. Ravens and Bills. I'm going to go Bills plus 1.5. I know, D, you're not a fan of it.
I mean, it's a smart pick if you're looking at it from the perspective that these two teams played early on in the season, and Baltimore Ravens absolutely boat raced them. I believe it was a 35-10 game in Buffalo. So you have to believe that the Buffalo Bills will come out tonight with that in mind, and it will absolutely fuel them. And at the end of the day, I mean, Josh Allen, it's tough to say who's got more to play for, because both do. You know, both have a lot to play for.
If you missed it earlier on Russo and Rizzo, by the way, Russo and Rizzo, you can listen to us Monday through Friday. It's a Monday through Friday show. Colin Russo and myself on ESPN 106.3, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. We had Stephen A. Smith on earlier in the week, and I asked Stephen A., who's this a bigger game for, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen? And then I took it a step further. Who needs the game more, the Bills or the Ravens? Stephen A. said Lamar Jackson needs the game, but the Bills probably need to win the game more as a team. Lamar needs it more as a player. The Bills need it more as a team. And if you remember last segment, I said I got a hot take for you about the Bills. Dude, they got to win this game.
Yeah.
They have to. They are, like, this is the year. This is Buffalo's year. I understand Kansas City's 15-2. I understand the mountain to climb if they win this game and they face Kansas City. If Kansas City were to beat the Texans, and I think they will, if that game comes to fruition between the Bills and the Chiefs in Arrowhead, that's a tough hill to climb. But I mentioned that the Lions are a team of destiny in the NFC. It seems like that the Bills have that kind of aura about them in the AFC. I understand they lost some bad games this year. Josh Allen played horrible against the Texans this year. They lost to the Ravens early on in the year.
To give you a little pushback on that, coming into the season, the narrative around the Buffalo Bills were that they weren't going to be as good. They weren't going to have what it takes to go on a run. And obviously, they've absolutely debunked that narrative. But if the Buffalo Bills were to lose to the Ravens, I don't think there would be as much noise as if the Ravens and Lamar were to lose to the Bills, because there were more expectations coming into the season for the Ravens than there were for the Bills. Now, I don't agree with those expectations, because I think at the end of the day, the Bills have a great roster. You know, they have a great running back in James Cook, franchise record, 16 touchdowns. They have a first-round wide receiver in Coleman. They have a first-round tight end in Kincaid. They traded for Amari Cooper. Their O-line is arguably one of the best as well. So, I mean, as
great O-line, great running game.
As much as I don't agree with that narrative, it was there at the beginning of the season. And I think if the Bills were to lose to the Ravens, there wouldn't be as much noise as if the Ravens losing to the Bills.
I think what helps the Ravens is Ravens have the best run game in the league, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Detroit,
that combo.
Detroit could probably give them a run for their money.
Yep.
And a lot of people probably say Detroit is, but in my opinion, Baltimore for the last 5 years has been the team to beat when it comes to being the top rushing team. Obviously, with Lamar Jackson being the best scrambling quarterback in NFL history.
It's tough to defend Derrick Henry when you have to keep in mind
Lamar
Jackson.
Do you want to know Derrick? I saw this and had a loss of words for a moment there. Derrick Henry, do you want to guess what the anytime line is for Derrick Henry?
Anytime?
Yeah.
Minus 325.
It's 300.
Wow.
Which you're very close on it. Fair play to you. Minus 300 anytime touchdown for Henry. It's not even worth taking.
What are his yards at? Over 100, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah. It's over 100 for hang on. Let's.
I should work for Vegas, man. What am I doing
Hold on.
Here?
95.5. I apologize. 95.5. Very close again. Yeah. You should work for Vegas, D. But, anytime touchdowns, I'm going to make this about the quarterbacks. You ready for mine? I'm going to go Buffalo plus 1.5 on that line. I'm going to go Josh Allen anytime touchdown, meaning he has to rush to it. But folks, if he throws it, it doesn't count. Mm-hmm. He's got to have a rushing touchdown.
He's had a reception touchdown, which was very unorthodox this season.
Damien, Josh Allen's getting minus odds too, minus 115. And then Lamar Jackson at plus 130. So we're going to do two rushing touchdowns. So we're going to do rushing touchdowns for the quarterbacks. Josh Allen minus 115, Lamar plus 130, and Buffalo plus 1.5. I love that bet.
Love it.
The theme there is quarterback.
I love everything about that bet. I would just swap out, personally, the Bills for the Ravens, but that could go neither here nor there. You know, I can't disagree with you if you're thinking the Bills are going to win, because I think it's just going to be that close of a game.
The theme there is quarterback, folks.
Yep.
And two of the best quarterbacks facing off. I'm not sure I could have put together a better parlay myself. Like I said, we got a couple minutes here. 888-760-3776. If you guys have any thoughts on these divisional round games coming up, just to kind of go back and talk about some of the parlays we put together. So we put together four same game parlays. We put together four same game parlays with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Folks, download that Hard Rock Bet app today. That Discover page really opened up my eyes as a new bettor. Like before I came here to South Florida and before I got introduced to my good friends at Hard Rock Bet, I wasn't much of a bettor. I would talk about the lines. I would touch on the lines with my big gambler friends. But ever since I got here down here in South Florida and have been betting responsibly with my good friends at Hard Rock Bet, that Discover tab has really helped me kind of see what I want to put together with my same game parlays, even bets. It don't even have to be parlays. With my bets, it helps me kind of steer me in the direction with what I'm thinking and looking at what other people are betting on. That is the Hard Rock Bet app offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and physically present in the state of Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. So in the Texan and Chief game, we took the Chiefs -9, Travis Kelce anytime touchdown, Kareem Hunt anytime touchdown. In the Commanders and Lions game, we are on the under. We went under 55.5. We went Sam Laporta anytime touchdown. And who is our third one
in
that
game?
Yeah. And I'm on Ross St. Brown. He was getting the minus odds.
Yep, we were up in the air with that one, but we ended up throwing him in.
Rams and Eagles. We went with A.J. Brown anytime touchdown. We went with the Rams +6.5. How about that line? +6.5
that's
for
the
Rams.
I think that's a gift of a line.
And then we went with Cooper Kupp anytime touchdown at +220. And then finally, Ravens and Bills, the final game of the divisional round, Sunday night at 6:30. We went with the Buffalo Bills at +1.5. And we also took the quarterbacks anytime touchdown. We took Lamar Jackson at +130. And then we took Josh Allen, who's getting minus odds, at -115. So, folks, we didn't get a chance to touch on a national championship just because of all the NFL football going on. And honest to God, folks, if you're a loyal listener here on ESPN 106.3, and if you listen to Russo and Rizzo, which you can listen to Monday through Friday, Colin Russo and myself, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on ESPN 106.3, I'm the biggest Ohio State Buckeye fan you could possibly think of. It's one of my alma maters from the state of Ohio. I'm very nervous. And as you could, I know we're favored by 8, and I took that on Hard Rock Bet -8, but I'm very nervous.
You got this, man. I think Ohio State's got this, man.
Let's hope I'm talking about a national championship come Tuesday. Folks, you can listen to Colin Russo and Kate Chumsland with Sunday Huddle coming up tomorrow, a 2-hour edition, 9 to 11. For Mike Rizzo, that's Damian Perez. This has been Saturday Tailgate. Appreciate you guys listening on ESPN 106.3.